SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
The time is moving swiftly, and soon, hurricane season will be upon us. So in today's program, we look at some of the preparations being made by the local government ministry. And coming up later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Do stay with us. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, OTPEM, will be undertaking a special hurricane preparedness public education campaign this year. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott says the campaign will begin before the start of the 2015 hurricane season. This is aimed at sensitizing citizens on critical matters pertaining to their preparedness and response. Also, to boost disaster preparedness and response, Minister Arscott says new disaster risk management groups have been established in 11 vulnerable communities across Jamaica. This included training exercises carried out to strengthen their resilience profile. Other disaster mitigation activities include expansion and training of community emergency response teams, implementation of community micro-mitigation projects, mapping of hazard-prone areas, and development of community-based disaster management and mitigation plans.
Early warning infrastructure, inclusive of the surveillance cameras, were established in the Boardwalk Gorge, and systems were installed in Portmore for monitoring early warning especially in relation to the disabled community.
Minister Arscott says a national emergency telecommunications and public safety network, along with a national search and rescue plan, is being developed. Additionally, the minister says the National Safe Schools Initiative for Schools and Child Care Facilities and the National Stimulation Training Exercise Program are to be launched at the end of this calendar year.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be rolling out a 6-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. They will be collecting your e-waste on the last Sunday of each month during the pilot program. Visit nswma.gov.jm for more information and play your part. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
There are 4 national goals to be achieved for Jamaica to become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Goal number 1, Jamaicans are empowered to achieve their fullest potential. Goal number 2, the Jamaican society is secure, cohesive, and just. Goal number 3, Jamaica's economy is prosperous. And goal number 4, Jamaica has a healthy and natural environment. Let's work together to achieve the goals of Vision 2030. And now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
Crumble beef, we make it with flour. You have the, you know, an annatter. They grow on the tree and you pick it when it's green and dry it and you put it in the oil and it fry and it give you a nice pretty red color. Then you make, stir up your flour. Throw it in there with your salt, fish, black pepper only and make it from bad. It nice with your corn dumpling. So when you eat it with all the white, they have a yam that name, Barbie yam. You see when you eat it with the Barbie yam, oh man, the banana, oh God, the corn to be. Reva Foster, I'm right here from Silent Hill.
And remember, the invitation is always open for you to share some of your glimpses of Jamaica with us. Send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024 to find out how you can do just that. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again on weekdays as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Soyes, I'm Casita Irving. What good?
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.